Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dillman. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bill Dillman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim O'Toole. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim O'Toole. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Causey moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Haney and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. One out. Bill Dillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillman strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry. Blair reaches second base with a double. Powell moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens strikes out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Dillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin is hit by the pitch. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martin moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Toole strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Toole covering, for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Haney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dillman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Ken Berry now playing left field. Walt Williams now playing right field. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Bowens moves to second. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowens scores. Johnson moves to third. Haney moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Woody held pinch hits for Bill Dillman. Bob Locker now pitching. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Woody Held. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to home to get Johnson. Haney moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to home to get Haney. Snyder moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horland pinch runs for J.C. Martin. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Haney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker bunts in front of the plate. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee is walked intentionally. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Bowens reaches second base with a double. Blair moves to third. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Haney and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McGraw strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing right field. Walt Williams now playing left field. Vic Rosnovsky pinch hits for Larry Haney. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger pinch runs for Vic Rosnovsky. Kurt Palfari pinch hits for Stu Miller. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari takes first base on ball 4. Bellinger moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Bellinger moves to third. One out. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bellinger tags and scores. Aparicio tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin now catching. Eddie Watt now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bowens hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. AG hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Watt fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-4 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. McNairtney moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.